At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Wesley. Welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Random. How's it going, guys?
Hola. Wesley, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. How did you break a bone?
How did I break a bone?
Yep, a bone. Bone.
Oh, bone.
Or phone, whatever.
I've actually been on the radio with you guys 3 or 4 times because of where I live. The service always cuts out on Bainbridge Island. I guess that's why they call it Kidnap County.
Oh, is that what they call it?
I did not know that.
That is a beautiful name.
Well, I live out here and, you know, have a little hobby. Meet a lot of different people. Yeah.
How did I break a bone?
Yes.
Correct.
Well, which one?
How many have you broken?
Yeah.
I think around 35.
Jesus, man. How so? What do you do?
Well, I'm a chef by trade, but I used to race motocross, and I snowboarded most of my life, and I played football and all that. So.
Okay. What was the bone you broke the most then? Collarbone?
I actually broke 5 vertebrae in my back snowboarding on a golf course of all places.
What?
Wow.
I don't know if you guys have ever been to Bainbridge, but there's a golf course called Meadowmere.
Okay.
On the 8th hole, you drive basically across a valley that's, I don't know, only a couple yards or 100 yards to the hole, but in between it's this big valley, and then down below they have one of those land bridges for the golf carts.
Yeah.
So when it snows, we would make like a tabletop style jump out of that land bridge. And this one particular year, it snowed really hard, and then everything froze. And then early February, we got like 5 more inches of snow. So we're like, this is perfect. Second time I went off it, I kind of felt like a big ice bump. Oh, just to let you know, underneath that new snow was like 5 inches of frozen solid ground and ice.
Right. All right.
So I came up to this jump and I felt this big bump of ice like kick the end of my snowboard out. So when I went off it, I kind of knew I was messed up, and I grabbed my board and let it go and went to land, and my snowboard shot out so fast that I landed like I was sitting down from like 15 feet up. And it just pop broke 5 vertebrae.
How long is that recovery?
That one actually probably get made worse, to tell you the truth, because the day after that, a bunch of us met from, like, all our friends from high school. They're all, like, playing football and having snowball fights in the snow or whatever. And the girl that I was dating at the time, I hadn't seen for, like, 4 days. So she comes running up and jumps up around me like I'm supposed to grab her.
Supposed to, yes.
Yeah. So it made it worse. But it was, all in all, it was about a year and a half.
Okay.
Damn.
Is that the worst one? Out of all your breaks?
Well, recently I had basically 4 3.5 broken ribs. It was really painful.
Who punched you?
we're remodeling a bathroom, so the other bathroom we had had like a old school, like nice big high sided ceramic coated like clawfoot tub.
All right.
And it's kind of awkward to get out of anyways. And I had eaten an edible and it was
like, oh, no.
I was tired anyways because I get up at 5:30. So those stupid little sticky pads that are supposed to hold your feet, yeah. When I went to stand up, it slipped out from underneath me and all my weight. And I'm not a big guy, but I'm like 5'10", like 225. All my weight came down on my left side of my ribs.
See, that sucks based on sleeping on your side. Laughing, coughing,
everything, right?
I mean, just and sneezing.
It's the worst medical bill you get because you get there and they go, yeah, you broke some ribs. And now there's
nothing
we can do.
Correct. Unless you puncture something.
If you puncture something, sure. Broken ribs are like, look, man, there's nothing we can do. That's still going to cost you $7,000.
How many broken bones, Ted?
I mean, technically broken bones... I mean, I guess just the finger. Like, I've had hematomas. I've dislocated my knee.
Right.
Yeah, mine's six. All ankles.
I don't know.
But I've never, and I've, like, rolled an ankle, but I don't think I've ever actually broke, so it might only be, like, one.
Oh, I've broken ribs.
You have broken ribs.
Twice.
I mean, I have 12 staples in my head.
I broke my ankle when I was a kid, and then you say you broke your wrist, but the way the doctor explained it to me, it was, like, seven of the tiniest bones in your wrist.
Which made it worse.
She even said, when I went in there for this, she even said, look, this happens to people all the time. Don't worry about it. It's only going to be bad if you broke this, this, or this. And the chances of that are very unlikely. Like, cool. She comes back with the x-ray. She's like, you broke every single one that most people don't. So it's not that it's the end of the world, but I had that hand cast for 12 weeks. And I'm left-handed. It's on my left hand, like wiping your ass, tying your shoes. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, I had a buddy that started ice skating.
Yeah.
And same thing, right? That's what they always tell you, fall back with, like, your elbows or something, so you don't put your hand down. And they were like, and somebody told him, like, it's fine, just don't break this one this bone.
Yep.
He broke I don't know what that bone is.
I don't know
his
either.
Wrist, but he broke the same one.
And it's tiny, man.
And he was in that cast for same thing, however long it took. It was a while.
Yeah, when they showed me the x-ray, she kind of points, like, this is the bone specifically that you broke. And I'm like, that's the smallest bone in my wrist. She's like, yep. And for whatever reason, if you break that one, it just turns to hell.
I've only ever had one confirmed bone break, and that was my toe. I was playing tag with my cousins.
Tag
in my basement, playing tag with my cousins. And I ran through a doorway and just didn't clear the doorway and ran my toe straight in the
big one?
No, it was like my ring toe.
Oh, is that does it stick out farther?
I can make it bend.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, it looks like it has a knuckle on it. I can 90-degree that bad boy.
That's hot.
Recently asked, how did you break a bone? We go to England. Well, multiple Brits. I'm not sure if this was in England or not. We're left with broken bones after being urged to quickly evacuate a delayed Ryanair flight due to, I guess, a false alarm. So the alarm goes off. They're all on the plane on the runway and just after midnight. This is at Palma Airport. So passengers started screaming as they desperately jumped from the plane's wing.
I think it was a fire alarm, right? So you're on a plane and all that fuel. You haven't taken off yet. The alarm goes off. Yeah, people are in a panic.
So 18 people on this plane were injured from jumping off the wing of an airplane.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'd do that, man.
Dude, if you thought the plane was on...
Well, you also can't see.
Right.
It's night.
If you think the plane's on fire, and one, you're on a wing, you know, so just, you're going to jump off. Like, I get it, but I'd be irritated when they go, hey, our bad. It was a false alarm.
One woman said her 57-year-old mom has suffered a broken ankle in three places after jumping and is now having surgery. See, that's one thing, dude. You got a 15-year-old son with you, right?
Yeah.
Throw him off of it.
Yeah.
Your 57-year-old mom.
Like, man. They're all, they say they're typically, that would be somewhere between 16 and a 20 foot drop. That's a long way.
Oh, I would never do that. I think the farthest I've jumped off anything back onto land is probably maybe 8 feet.
Maybe.
Into grass with a roll.
And that's a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's sometimes you'll get up on something, and then when you look down, you're like, that seems taller than I want to jump off. I don't want to break my ankle.
But again, if you think something's on fire, like, I would never actively jump out of the second story window of a building, but if I thought it's on fire, like, I'm going to jump. Right.
Yeah. Correct.
So basically, so the pilot comes on and says, we're all on the plane, but they make the announcement saying we're about to go in about 5 minutes. Then all of a sudden, there's a huge bang. She said, I did not worry too much. Then everyone was screaming and running. the air stewardess. They started screaming, too.
Get off the plane. Leave your belongings.
So apparently it was utter chaos inside this plane.
Yeah, again, yeah. We're telling you the plane is on fire.
They opened the emergency door, and people were running out onto the wing. And then they shut down the engines because people were running out on the wing.
Yeah.
Right, with the engines spent, right.
Then they jumped off the wing.
Wait, they didn't have the slides?
Probably didn't have time to wait for it. They just freaking jumped out onto the wing.
I mean, now, look, I know the plane's on fire. I believe it's on fire. But either way, I'm looking at the wing, the 16 to 20 feet up, or, hey, man, is there a button you can hit to get that slide down?
There's another video that shows other passengers using a different door and emergency exit slide. So, yes, there was a safe way off this plane. But look, 18 people got hurt. That means that not everyone knew that.
Yeah, obviously.
Because, I mean, they say a bunch
of
people.
That's why you listen at the beginning of the flight, where they explain where your emergency exits are.
People were falling all over each other to get off, running all over the place. The flight attendants looked as shocked as the passengers.
Well, sure.
So that's when it gets scary.
You never actually expect something to go wrong at work.
You really don't. I mean, I just don't. But I do pay attention to where their exits are.
Right.
And that's the only thing I pay attention to. With the, you know, flight attendants, I got to go through that stuff. And I'm like, just wait for the exits, then I'm out.
So he had a couple sprained ankles, but six people were taken to the hospital. But most passengers were disembarking using the inflatable slides. All right. Yeah. You had that opportunity.
That's insult to injury.
You had that opportunity to finally do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the banana splits. You can finally just ride down the
just
big
do
slide.
It.
Next thing you know.
You think some? I mean, if they're going out the wing, though, that I'm assuming that means somebody in the wing finally got to do that. Open that door. It's an emergency.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, that guy who said
wait 25 years to get the call.
They only served me one drink.
You think they assisted other passengers out onto the wing?
No.
Apparently they didn't. Or they missed one of the steps. Because it seems like they could have opened that thing, and then there should have been another slide out there, right?
Which proves everything that I've been saying. It does not matter that they say, yeah, I'll do it. They don't do it.
Why do you have to agree to assist people? Like, look, I will get the door open, and as you have just done in your display, pointing where everything is, they know the exits are. Right?
So this way!
If the plane's on fire or whatever's going on, like, look, I'll open the door, I'll activate the slide, but I'm going to slide out.
Look, they're analyzing you the entire time. Those questions mean nothing. They're looking at your size. They're looking at your age. They could ask you, what's your favorite color, Mr. Montgomery? And if I go, blue, they go, okay, no, you can't sit here.
Right.
But can you do it by the airport?
So they just want to ask you anything.
Can you look at some guy, he's 330 pounds, he's sitting in the seat, right? And you say, hey, do you speak English? That's always the first thing. Like, yes, I do. Will you assist people? Of course you're going to say, yeah, because it's a comfortable seat. Like, I'm not, but I'm going to tell you, yeah. But you couldn't just call me out and be like, Mr. Hill, we think you're a damn liar, right?
I am, liar.
But you can't say.
You're going to have to move me to first class.
Look at the big guy and go like, well, you're 330 pounds. I mean, like, how do you, I've only seen one person get moved once, and it was a super old lady, and she did not speak English very well.
Gotcha.
Right? So we kind of understood, and she was cool with it.
Two strikes, you're out.
But wait, how do you, because they just asked the one question.
It's got to be a judgment.
Yeah, yeah, man. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're right. I've only seen older people. Asked to leave that seat.
But you ain't going to help anybody. Neither am I. But I can just lie and say, sure,
I
man.
I think you can't just be clearly unable to help.
they know.
Yeah.
They look
But even then, like I said, they don't expect any emergency to actually happen. So they make sure that you're competent enough for them to be able to have, you know, plausible deniability.
That's
didn't know
a
it was
good point. If they honestly thought, like if the flight attendant's like, man, I heard that weird banging. And our last flight, they probably look at me and be like, get your ass up, man.
Right.
We know you're lying. And we fully expect something to go wrong.
I will say, though, and I don't know the statistics, but I was on the train. Inadvertently, I sat my mother and I in the emergency, like, bust out this window.
Okay.
So this has already been, we're in New York, we had switched. You got to make sure you get another seat. I wasn't in business class where they would have your seat set. And I remember she looks at me and goes, do you think this is okay? And I just went, it's not, but I don't feel like moving.
No.
We're going to roll the dice and say this train stays on the tracks.
I don't feel like moving.
Right? Like, you're right to ask.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like you, like, we're not moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to help anybody. But yeah, sure. I'll answer your question. Yeah. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Eric, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Eric, any object that you have ever owned in your life, have you ever had a nickname for that? So some people for an example, let's say, I don't know, the Big Dumper, right? If you asked him if he had a favorite bat growing up,
yeah,
probably had a name for it. Or a favorite glove. or a boat,
right,
or something that you've owned.
Everyone does cars, except you. We established that.
A stuffed animal, a blanket when you were a kid.
You used to have a plant 2 years ago outside. I have no idea what this plant was. My wife planted it. She told me a million times. Anyway, this thing had like a jet black stalk, jet black leaves, and for whatever reason, he just became Batman. He looked like the Batman among the plants. But you're right. I realized because I gave him a name, I'd be out there watering the yard, and it's stupid. It's not like the plant talked to me, but I'd be like, what's up, Batman?
Here you go, Batman.
I didn't talk to any of the other plants, just Batman.
Yeah.
Like we go back or something. I found out to get my kids, we got a couple of indoor plants that we inherited from my parents when they moved to New Mexico, right? And, of course, they're big and all this kind of thing. You know, the kids aren't really going to help you upkeep these things. I gave them names, and once we named them, I was like, hey, man, you water Ferdinand? Just because it has a name. The kids, I'm on it. I water Ferdinand. I'm telling you, it
works. You should have named them their plates at dinner. So, Eric, do you have a nickname for anything?
I really don't. I think, just for the kids, that's about it. You know, the random nicknames for the children.
Do you have nicknames for the children that they don't know that you have for them?
That are
no, safe. I think it depends on their behavior.
Yeah. But you even have negative nickname, like when they've effed up and you want to address them, you even have a negative nickname there?
Little assholes, that's about it.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I've had nicknames for. Other than people, which we do all the time.
Yeah.
But people don't know that.
I mean, they shouldn't.
Right.
I nicknamed the car Marshmallow, just because of the way that it looked.
It does look like a marshmallow.
And it's been a minute since it's been cleaned, so now it's the burnt marshmallow.
It could be like the family truckster, like Rick Griswold.
There you go.
Based on the fact that it is it's a station wagon.
Old Woody.
I haven't named my car, but again, my buddy bought it in 06. It's an Acura. And one of his sons put in whatever the tint is you can have before it's illegal. That's what I have. So some of my friends think I look like I sell bad drugs.
So wait a minute. So you can still drive the car, even though the tint is illegal?
No, it's right up to the point.
Oh, okay.
Because he worked at a detail shop, so he knows what the limit is.
Yeah. But
so if a cop pulls you over, they're going to check it.
Yeah, because sometimes when I pull into my building at night, I got to roll the window down because it's so damn dark. You can't see everything. I saw him the other night, and I was like, he's like, it's cool, right? I go, it's cool. Yeah. Everybody thinks I'm still selling coke.
Yeah.
Right? And it's an 06.
They just knock on your window.
Yeah. It's a great. Hey, I went to pick up one of my buddies, and he was just like, no. And I was like, yeah, it's me in there. Come on out.
Where's my ass? What object?
You've been in it, Mike. I'm going to get shaken down, man.
What object do you have a nickname for? Does your car have a nickname? A third of Americans say they've named their car, according to a new survey. Yeah. Well, basically, that's one of them. The poll asked people what the car name is. So what they did was they put the names into kind of categories. So most answers fit into one of three categories. So you have pulp culture names, things like the Batmobile.
Sure.
The Love Bug or the Millennium Falcon. Something like
that. All right. I think I should call mine the 8-Ball because it's black, like an 8-Ball.
And you do look like a Coke dealer.
But you're not talking.
Yeah, 8-Ball.
Strong, I'll stick by in the 8-Ball.
Strong names like the Beast or the Silver Bullet.
That was my Camaro, was the Beast.
We call the Beast. We have an Escalade. It's big. We call it the Beast. My buddy, he had a car that we always called the Silver Bullet. It was a 1984 Chevy, basically, we did it ironically.
That's what I was going to say. They say
decelerated in second gear.
You're either being proud of that if you name it the Beast or Silver Bullet, or you're being completely sarcastic.
Yes, the correct. Silver Bullet.
So if you have a Suzuki Samurai or something like that, you call it the Beast. People understand that.
I had a buddy. He had a car that was so old and big, we just called it the Boat.
Yeah.
And he got it our senior year in high school, and it was like, the boat's coming by at 7. Like, nice.
Yeah. And then they have these self, Jesus. Deprecating names.
Try that again.
Deprecating. Jesus Christ! You don't talk for a week, man. It's
about to say, how was the break, Miles?
It was great. Things like the turtle, the slug, and the puddle jumper. One person said they named their car the rolling turd. A separate poll last year found the top things we consider when naming our car is personality, make, and model, and how it performs. So, they said 1 in 8 Americans say they actually have feelings for their car.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Actually, back in the day, at one point, we had three vehicles. We had a brown Volkswagen bus, a brown 1973 Pontiac Grand Am, and my dad had a brown Datsun whatever two-seater. But you put them in the garage, and my brother always called it the toilet bowl.
That was the color of the cars at the time.
I know.
That was probably like a 260 or 280Z.
Were brown. When you opened the garage, it looked like someone just took a big old dump in your garage. Yeah.
One guy says, I call my 2001 Honda Odyssey the Dirtmobile because I use it more as a pickup truck rather than a kid hauler.
Fair enough.
That's fair. I've seen that.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCKS.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Cars and traffic, that's your categories, and your guess is as good as mine. Cut off at 4:30. In the meantime, it is a random question. 206-803-ROCK. Random.
Hello, random, Jeff. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random,
hola from Olala.
Hola. En Olala.
Jeff, welcome to the program. Random question. Jeff, how old are you?
54.
Okay. Great question for you. Jeff, when do you hope that you will retire?
Uh, 2029, when my daughter graduates high school.
2029. Okay. All right. Do you think that is a reasonable goal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what was the plan? You've been saving. You got a pension. What do you do?
I joined the Marine Corps out of high school, did 10 years, and then moved here, worked for Disney for about 12. Now I'm a consultant.
What did you do at Disney?
I was a web developer, actually, in Seattle.
Did you work in the Smith Tower?
Yeah.
On the way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man, a glass elevator. You always saw that, like, huh, Disney's in Seattle. That's when I used to go to the bar up top.
The old Star Wave by Vulcan.
I'll be down. Well, I would assume you did pretty well on that deal.
Oh, I was, entry level, so I didn't, I just kind of worked my way.
Yeah, getting that Mickey money.
I don't know if you could probably got an NDA, but like, what if you're a Disney employee and you want to go to Disneyland, take your family, do you pay anything?
They hook you up. I got a pension from them for 12 years, but I took my 4-year-old down there at California Adventure. I got like 40% off for the.
So they won't give you a free pass, but they will give you a deal.
Yeah, I used to get free passes. Yeah,
like to the actual park and the rides, etc.
Oh yeah, you got a card every year, man. It was kind of cool.
And can all you right, take that to right. Disney, any Disney thing around the world? So if you're Disney parents.
Actually, you know, what's funny is I actually ended up traveling and I went to Disney Tokyo right when it opened. And I was able to, I could use my ticket there if I had time, but I had to work.
Well, also too, when you're doing something that other people think is cool, it's still a job to you.
Yeah.
So it's the last thing that you want to do, being a Disney employee.
Go to Disney.
Go to a Disney on your day off.
Yeah. Yeah, but we would fly down to do work in Burbank, right? And so I'd eat at Bob's Big Boy. But we get off work and we'd haul butt down to the park and hang out until it closed and then drive back or get up early Saturday.
If you're working, that's one thing.
I mean, look, we just went to Orlando last week and I had always shopped kids down when they were younger. Want to go to Disney World? Like, no, there's zero chance. So since we were going to be in Orlando, I made them the offer. I said, guys, look, if you want to do Disney, we can do it because it's right there. And they were both like, nah, cool. Then I find out after I get to Florida, my son does want to go to the Universal Water Park, Volcano Ridge, Volcano
did kids
Cove.
Like-
they did. But the thing is, right, so I'm already like, this is the last thing I want to do. But whatever. We're going to go. We're going to do it as a family. We're meeting one of his buddies there. You drive to the parking lot, and then from the parking lot, you are ushered to all these buses that they have, and the buses take you to the park proper. No big deal. We happen to be some of the first people to get on the bus, so we got seats. But they do pack as many people on the bus as they can. And again, understood. A lot of people are getting on this bus. They have bags because you have towels, all the stuff you need, all right? Yeah. So we're riding, and I realize that there's someone's bag kind of resting on my shoulder. But again, it's crowded. I don't care. It's no big deal. The bus hits this pothole. So the weight of the bag kind of surprised me, like presses down on my left shoulder. So I glance over. It's not a bag, Ted. It's a woman's single, very large butt cheek.
One just tagging you.
This thing is draped over my shoulder. And I cannot believe the size of this butt. But I only looked at it for about 2 seconds. I got distracted, you see, when the little girl in front of me sneezed on my knee.
Oh.
So at this point, I'm like, I need to get off this bus. I got an ass on my shoulder. I got snot on my knee. None of it's mine. But the park itself, it was fine. It was fine.
Okay. Volcano Bay.
Volcano Bay.
Looking it up now.
And like I said,
was there like one of those big slides that shoots you straight down?
There's a massive volcano that they've constructed in the middle. And I don't remember if the slide goes all the way from
the
top to the bottom.
Like the one that terrified me because of my daughter.
But they do have a few tall ones, but my kid and his buddy, they were bitching because of the line. They're like, dude, we waited 40 minutes. I'm like, right, guys, we're in Universal. That's how it works. So we just hit the lazy river and just floated around.
Yeah.
Universal. And then around the July 4th holiday. Only because I've been to Disney World on the 4th.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the busiest time to be in those
places. And they're like, God, the line was so long. I'm like, yes. That's the whole thing about this. That's why I go to the bar.
I mean, they got a lot of different slides.
Dude, they got it going on there. I'll give them that. They do it. But ironically, the park was closed because of the park was closed because of lightning, okay? And I understand that. The typical Florida lightning storm going through there. So they had to close the park. What's funny is it's now dumping rain, and people are running to get to their towels and running to take cover. And I'm like, you were just in the lazy river with me. We are already wet head to toe. Why is the rain? Like, they don't want to get wet.
Because they're dry clothes. I'm like, T-shirts or shoes.
No, I understand, but I'm saying people taking shelter. I'm like, you were just on a water slide. Like, you're already wet. It's just rain, yeah. Man.
Reason we ask, when do you all hope that you retire? Here we go.
Did you guys get a bite to eat at the Feasting Frog?
I did not go to the Feasting Frog, but we did. Man, one thing I will
say.
What
a great name.
It is, and maybe it's different at the other parks at Universal, but I was surprised how bad the food was. It was like you were at a low-rent carnival as far as the food goes. And it just surprised me because I'm like, look, man, this ain't cheap to be here. You know, I just thought the food, at least selection would be better. But, I mean, it's your standard dry-ass pretzel, this foot-long, weird football-shaped pizza thing that didn't even look good, and a hot dog with pineapple jam.
Yeah, maybe like a turkey sandwich.
Maybe. Something. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah, there are no good offers.
And that's one of the things about the parks, right? As many times I've been to Disney, like, there's good restaurants you can go to
but
and stuff.
But the general food is bad like that?
I,
the general food is just kind of expensive concessions.
It just it just surprised me. That's odd. Yeah, expected again, better.
Most of the clientele, right?
It's like, it's children. Yes.
Right. And they're like, I like this pretzel.
Yeah.
Nuggets. Right. Reason we're talking now, retirement, Matt Cameron has departed to Pearl Jam. In a social media statement, drummer announced he'd be leaving the band after 27 years.
Damn.
Much love and respect to Jeff, Ed, Mike, and Stone for inviting me into the band in 98.
But not Eddie.
Giving me the opportunity. I didn't say it, Ed. Giving me the opportunity of a lifetime.
It would seem odd if he left out better.
Like, damn, man.
Well, we know where the riff is.
Eddie Vedder.
Filled with friendships, artistry, challenges, and laughter, I am forever grateful to the crew, staff, and fans the world over. It's been an incredible journey. More to follow. More to follow. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. That, to me, is the curious statement.
What, more to follow?
Yes.
You think he's in a different band? Do you think he's going to do the studio thing? Where
he's already in
Soundgarden.
Right.
I'm just...
But are they doing anything? I know they're putting out the record.
I don't know. The band says, from being one of our first musical heroes in the bands like Skinyard and the Mighty Soundgarden to playing on our first... He played on their first demos in 1990.
Oh, damn.
Matt Cameron has been a singular and true powerhouse of a musician and a drummer. Also, Temple the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. He's involved in so many of those.
And it's funny. You talk to him, he's like, my wife's the musician.
Oh, really?
He's like, remember he said, like, look... People know my name because of the bands I've been in, but apparently she is like this, I don't know, like Juilliard trained kind of, basically, she knows music, mm-hmm. and he's like you might like me as a drummer. He's like, I'm embarrassing compared to her.
So, of course, in Soundgarden from 86 to 97, and then from 2010 to 2017, he worked with Queens of the Stone Age, never officially joined the band, but Pearl Jam marked his longest stretch of time in a single band. And not only that, you got to remember, he's getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here when Soundgarden goes in.
Okay. Is Pearl Jam already in?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's in twice.
How cool is that, man?
Yeah.
Plus, he's a really nice guy.
He's a super nice guy, yeah.
He's one of, we've met other mates, like musicians from big bands that are very nice. And I don't know if he plans on it, but he's the only one I've ever met that, like, just you're like... This just seems like a guy.
He is.
That's the difference. Yeah. A lot of them are nice, but you're still aware of who they are. When we talk to Matt Cameron, I'm like, this could be any just cool dude you meet at the bar. It just happens to be Matt Cameron. Mm-hmm. Right? No ego, no superstar, anything. It's like, you are in some of the biggest bands ever. And he's very much just like, I lucked out.
I just think there's something about saying that you're retiring from Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he's going to be in something else. Like a guy like that, maybe he's just like, all right, I'm done with this. But like,
he didn't say music.
Right. I can't imagine that guy's done with music. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like, maybe he's just like, all right, I'm just done with this chapter.
Didn't Pearl Jam get the guy from Jane's Addiction?
The drummer?
Guitarist.
Navarro?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I know you're talking. John. He has a longer last name. I know. He played on one album.
With an F, maybe?
Something?
Yeah, something F. Starts with an F.
I think, but it's not Frusciante.
I know it is. It's something else. Random. Josh Klingenberg?
Klingenberg. I think that's it.
Got him. Right.
Klingenberg. Random, no F to be found.
Nope. No F's given.
But that's how we do it. It has an F.
We think Klingenberg. We think out loud.
Yeah.
No research.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how are you?
Hola.
Josh, we're doing well. How are you, man? Hola.
I'm good.
Hi, Josh. You on your way home or are you home?
I'm about 6 minutes from home.
Okay. Now, if you said, come over real quick, I just got to pick up some stuff in my house, and then we'll head to dinner, head to the bar. If I walked in your house, what would you say to me?
Because I've done that thousands of times, and it always includes my truck or van or something else or me lifting something. But, no worries.
But what would you say before I came in your home? Would you tell me, like... Hey, man, take off your shoes.
Yeah, any house rules?
Sorry, I haven't cleaned.
My wife would say take off your shoes because she's Asian. So if you came in my house with your shoes, you would get run out real fast with an umbrella.
Okay.
With an umbrella? Wow.
Would you? Whatever she can find at the door.
Okay. Would you say your home is a mess?
No, it's absolutely pristine, and I don't clean, so... it's not on me. I'm just telling you that.
So does she pretty well take? You do the work. She does the other job.
Yeah. Yeah, I do all the work. She's worked a couple of times. She enjoys working sometimes. Like, she just recently was working at Costco and the bakery and doing stuff and whatnot. But a lot of the time, she takes time off, and she does. She's a professional portrait artist.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Okay. So,
selling pastries, that's doing pictures.
That's very impressive about the artistic part of it. But I'm back to the bakery at Costco.
Yeah, that's exactly where I want to circle back.
What could she bring home for you? I mean, are you fat?
All kinds of weird stuff. Like, when they had leftover batters, they would just, like, mix them together at the end of the night and throw them in a bin and make, like, muffins or cakes or whatever out of them.
All right.
And then bring them home, and, like, you know, we didn't pay for them or anything, but you know she would put, like, chocolate blueberry sesame seed and bring it home. Like, what do you think of this? It's like, that's weird, but it's not bad.
That's weird.
Weird.
All right. Okay. Bad. Okay. So before you met your wife, would you say you kept a tidy house?
I kept a tidy house as much as I could, but before I met my wife, I had, you know, I owned my house, but to own it, I had two or three roommates, you know, to help pay the mortgage.
Right. Gotcha.
And so it was basically like, come home and clean up all the whatever, and be like, dude, what the heck? And why are you passed out on the couch with your pants down?
Because,
like,
we're roommates, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
We only do
Sun's out, buns out.
When we have roommates. That's the weird thing. If you lived alone, you wouldn't do it. Nope. You have roommates, you're like, yeah, my pants are down, I'll pass out on the couch.
So they asked a bunch of people, if someone showed up at your place right now, would the first words out of your mouth be, sorry, it's such a mess?
First words out of my mouth, it never changes. If you've never been there before, ignore the dog. Or just ignore the dog. She's fine. But you have to.
You mean don't
say.
Pay attention to the dog?
Not that, but, like, if you're on the other side of my front door, you would think, one, she's 17 times larger than she is. She sounds like she wants to kill you. So a lot of times when we open the door, people have backed away like 15 feet, which, by the way, if you know how fast dogs are, that means nothing. Anyway.
Well, that Amazon picture makes it look intimidating.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, yeah. Amazon, they deliver packages, and I guess the rule is when they deliver packages, they take a picture of it on your front steps to confirm, hey, we dropped the package off. And since we got new windows, the dog can now not hear every single thing that's outside. So I'm about to take her out for a walk. I do not know that Amazon's there. Now, I have her on the leash. I open the front door. And my experience was I see an Amazon driver jump backwards off of the stairs and do OS. And I said, I got her, man. It's all good. He's like, all right, no worries. And he takes off, take the dog for a walk. I get home. My wife's on the couch, and she's just laughing. I'm like, it's so funny. So, like, look at this picture. So it's the Amazon picture, supposedly of the package, but the way it timed out, when he snapped the picture, I just opened the door. So it is just this open mouth, full of fangs, ears back, eyes wide. And seriously, it looks like this dog's going to kill this man. So it does look vicious.
So ignore the dog.
But she's not. I'm like, look, once I open the door, she's your buddy. That's all.
So a new poll.
I use the first one. I'm the messy house person.
Okay.
It's not, but you know what? It's more clutter.
Right.
My house isn't dirty, right? But there's just like I just have like a standing kind of bar top table.
Yeah.
But if nobody's coming over, it just there's just
it's a catch-all.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's like a dining room table.
Absolutely. A new poll found that 45% of Gen Zers and millennials would be embarrassed if someone saw the current state of their home. Top excuse for not cleaning was, I don't have time. And people actually believe that might be true or not. The average person said
what
it would take
were you doing when I came over?
About 2 hours to clean their entire place. And they usually procrastinate for almost 3 hours before they start. I kind of sometimes do that with the yard. Like, look at that weed. I'll get there. I'm going to walk.
I'm not a bad procrastinator. Like, Saturday mornings, I'm like, when you get out of bed, just start cleaning. Just so it's done. And the yard, I just like spending time in.
Okay.
I just can't believe when weeds are bad because apparently they grow at lightning speed.
36% said the only time they really clean is when they're expecting guests. Otherwise, they just deal with the filth. But not everyone is a total slob. 45% say they do at least some cleaning each day. But see, I don't consider cleaning like what I think is getting something done.
Right, so washing your dishes.
This morning, I put the clothes in the dryer. Turned the dryer on an hour later, went and folded all the clothes. I don't consider that cleaning. But I felt like I got something done.
You did. Yeah. That's exactly what that is.
So... But 31% admitted that there's at least one room that has not been cleaned in over 6 months.
Damn.
I mean,
what room do you think? I mean, if it's like if it's a guest bedroom, understood, because nothing has happened in there. Yeah.
But so, like, when my dad comes, I'll change the sheets.
That's when the sheets get changed there. Somebody's going to stay here.
Windex, the sink, in the bathroom.
Sure. It gets a little dusty, but there's nothing going on in there.
Nah, I mean, no one's ever in there. No. My kids are gone, so I don't really care.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Kyle. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hola.
Kyle, welcome to the program. Random. And a question. Okay, Kyle, let's go with this one. What happened because you were being nosy?
Because I was being nosy?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, this kind of applies to my job. Basically, I take care of my mother and my best friend, but I'm an HCA, so I get paid for it.
Okay.
But my mother was in there about to take a shower, and I bust in, and I got her full frontal. Oh. Yeah, and she's 70-something, or 77. I'm like, oh, sorry, Mom.
It's not good at any age. Now,
why did you bust in?
No. It was shocking, to say the least.
Well, I mean,
why did you bust into the bathroom?
You saw your homeland, so to speak.
Pretty much, but this was a lot more gravity involved.
Yeah, well, I mean,
when
the homeland's gone to hell, you haven't visited in a while, and you go back, man,
they closed the bank.
What happened here?
I kind of had two questions, but none that I was going to ask. You
know, yeah. Do you want a razor, number one?
Hey, I know. I mean, she's been through stuff, so, you know.
Sure.
Just leave that well enough alone.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, it's just not a conversation.
Yeah, I had a real quick, if you find it funny, when I popped on the radio, you guys were asking about cars with nicknames.
Yeah.
So I had a car when I was a teenager, given to me by my stepmother, and it was gold. It was a Mercury Topaz, 80-something.
Nice.
But the front headlight had fallen out, and I called it C-3PO.
Nice.
All right. That works.
I used to drive a 90 Topaz. I know the game.
Did you have a name for it?
Yeah, man. They're something, dude. I'll tell you what.
But when my parents had originally bought it, it had those electric seatbelts. I was like, this is the future.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the
thing. Who's going to waste the time buckling a seatbelt?
Here's the weird thing about that. So Mercury was kind of a step up from Ford.
Yeah. So it was a step up?
It was Ford.
Oh, well, okay.
Like Mercury, then Lincoln.
So my grandfather had a Tempo. And then I had a buddy whose parents bought a Topaz, brand new.
Yeah.
And I got in there, and I'm like, my granddad's just going to eat when he sees this thing.
He's going to
eat. Because it's the exact car, but it's trimmed out nicer.
Yeah.
So the inside had more gadgets. We have fancier.
Like one of my mom's second cousin worked at a dealership, and that's the three things he sold. So when I was a kid, and we got that.
It's normally Lincoln Mercury dealers.
That's I was like, this is unbelievable. And you're right. Like the name sounded, and it had those electric seatbelts. So this is the future. But I mean,
it wasn't.
You pass like 11 or 12 years by the time you guys know me. Like the car, the windows don't roll down. Like there's this or that. And things are falling off it.
It ended up on fire.
Caught fire.
Reason we asked what happened because you were nosy. An American Airlines flight diverted back to San Juan, Puerto Rico after a passenger misinterpreted a text message they oversaw on a person next to him. The seat next to the guy, some guy got a text that read RIP and assumed it was a threat to the flight.
Come on.
A spokesman for American Airlines told People magazine that the flight from service to San Juan to Dallas returned to San Juan shortly after departure due to a possible security concern. Basically, the person beside them went up to the flight attendants 30 minutes into takeoff and ratted this guy out. Basically said, I think he wants to take down the plane.
Right.
Or whatever the deal is. Apparently, it was a mix-up that was handled in accordance with safety protocols. There was no real threat to the passengers. But I believe
it was someone had... This guy was flying back to Dallas because he cut his own vacation a day short. Because I want to say it was an uncle, maybe, but someone close to him
had just died. It was someone in his family.
So hence RIP.
Okay.
Yeah.
But of course, the assumption is it must be about the flight.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up our categories today. Cars and traffic jams at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.